call us to order at this time. Those listening in, this is a 5 o'clock startup time for this day 20 agenda. Begin with a prayer. I'll ask Congresswoman Buffalo Head to be so kind to render an afternoon prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you look down upon the Osage people today, wherever they may be. We ask that you put your hand on all of our military, Lord, wherever they may be, that you help guide them, keep your hand on their shoulder, keep them safe. I ask that you look down upon our children, upon our elders, all those in mourning. We ask that you be with us as we do the work for the people. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Madam Clerk, I have a roll call for our presence.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Norris. Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernov.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Mason.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
Acknowledge that we do have a quorum present. Number three is acceptance of Speaker Mason's resignation as a speaker. Congressman Shaw.
I move that Congress accept the resignation of Speaker Mason.
Second.
We have a second. Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
Is the resignation effective, like, right now?
Now.
This minute?
Yes, please.
Okay.
No further discussion. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those say no. And at this point, I say Gakona.
Where are you?
To postpone the election of Speaker until all the members are present. Does anyone know where Congresswoman is?
At this point in time, I'm not sure where Congresswoman Pratt is. Congressman Norris is on he's en route from a doctor's appointment, but I think he's not planning to come back here because he was afraid he wouldn't make it back in time. Or before we adjourn.
So then I move that the second speaker act as speaker until such time as all the members are present to elect a speaker.
Second.
That's going to be a rule suspension, so there is no debate. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed say no.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of order.
There's no discussion.
One person said no.
I just want it to be on the record.
Okay.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes. Yeah.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Yes.
Motion passes. Second speaker, you are sitting in the position of speaker until we have all members present to speaker.
Norris is not coming back today?
No.
Proceed to number five, approve the journal. Please look over the journal from September 26th.
Page 3, under Amendment 1, second line in the parenthetical, you have a double dollar sign.
On page 3?
Excuse me, it's page 5. That was big. Big difference. Under Amendment 1, the middle line there where it says $428,408.
Congressman Walker.
Page 10, the vote at the bottom of the page has six yeas and seven nays, and all the assistant chief is listed as a yes.
Page 16, the clerk noticed a mistake. Voting on the amendment, she will correct that.
The amended.
There's some wording that's missing.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
Are you talking about the wording or the amount? The amount.
You talking about the wording after?
I was talking about the wording. What are you noticing?
Page 16.
Okay.
Page 16.
I see 3,000, strike 3,190 and insert 3,190,000 and insert 3,190,000. Is that what
actually
you're
there's a zero missing in the strike.
Yeah. That's because that's how the amendment was.
I see that now.
I was trying to get the Sergeant at Arms' attention. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
figure. At the bottom of page 23, under the third reading, Speaker Mason presented the question. It says 11 yeas and 3 nays.
Congressman Whitehorn, was that a hand raise?
No, it wasn't. It tricked me to that.
Assistant Chief pointed out on page 32, the vote count is wrong on that. Where it says 12 yeas.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
On page 27. Congresswoman Edwards made the motion to Did I make a motion to amend her motion from recessing to 6 and then adjourning till 10?
Mm-hmm. Everybody just count?
Right.
You made a motion. The way you stated it was to amend her motion, but in all actuality, a motion to adjourn is a completely different motion. And in the hierarchy, it takes precedence over a motion to recess.
Okay.
So, to put it in the journal correctly, it needed to be a separate motion.
Okay.
Congressman Tillman.
Page 33, ONCA 1693 says in work writing, amount of $6,837,000, and in parentheses, it's $6,834,000.
Walker.
Did you guys already make the correction to the vote on the top of page 32?
Yes.
On page 39, at the top, I don't know if it says motion to place on agenda. Congresswoman Bethel had made a motion to place LNCR 1644 on third reading on tomorrow's agenda. The motion was seconded. Motion to amend. Congresswoman Edwards made a motion to amend the motion to place on agenda as follows. But shouldn't it say Congresswoman Edwards made a motion to amend the motion to place it on the agenda for general order day one?
Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Second by Congressman Buckley. All in favor say yes.
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 Motion or journal is approved as amended. It was only 39 pages. Next item, reports of select committees. Do we have any reports from select committees? Congressman Shaw.
Dr. Shaw, you have one that's not supposed to be on the heading phone.
This is under health.
Mm-hmm. Point of order, Mr. Second Speaker. I've been told that one of these is not, the heading is wrong.
Well, it's the...
Congressman Walker.
The health board appointment has appropriations committee, so I didn't want you to start to read that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Where is that? Okay. All right. I need to. Okay. I will not read that. Thank you, Mr. Second Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. From the appropriations committee, met September 28th regarding bill number ONCA 16105 to authorize and appropriate $100,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for design and sculpture of Chief Claremore and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. Final committee action was due pass with 5 yes votes from Shaw, Tillman, Maker, Norris, Whitehorn, 1 no vote, Pratt. Also, the committee met on September 19th and 27th to consider ONCA 16106, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,900,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for construction of the Great Horse Community Building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shaw. The final committee action was due pass with 5 yes votes from Shaw, Tillman, Maker, Norris, and Whitehorn, 1 absent, Pratt.
Objection of advance ONCA 1605, ONCA 1606, on general order day one. Congressman Whitehorn?
I might be mistaken, but it seems like I have one more appropriation committee report for ONCA 16113. Am I mistaken?
That's the only two that I found in my bundle here.
Pardon me? Well, we visited that.
Oh,
we visited that this morning.
Okay. I have another. I guess they have it in my stack. And lastly, Mr. Second Speaker, the committee considered ONCA 16113, meeting on the 26th and 27th, an act to amend Business Commission Advisory Boards Act 15 ONC Section 5106 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action was due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. 5 yes Yes votes were Shaw, Tillman, Maker, Norris, and Whitehorn, one absent, Pratt.
Thank you. Without objection, NCA 16-113 is the Grand Journal of Day 1. Any other select committees? Moving on to standing committees. Congresswoman Butler.
The Government Ops Committee met regarding bill number ONCA 1686, an act to provide appropriation to the Office of the Principal Chief for the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1,717,578 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw, presiding officer is myself. Final committee action was to pass to Congress with no recommendation. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Norris, Supernaw, Tillman, and Walker. One no, Buffalo Head. The Government Ops Committee met regarding bill number ONCA 1691 to provide an appropriation to the Executive Administration Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $12,623,818 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Shaw, presiding officer was myself. The final committee action was a due pass as committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes were Supernaw, Tillman, Maker, Shaw, Whitehorn, Norris, and, I was a yes vote, but I'm not listed. So we need to make that correction. My name's just not there, but the vote count is correct.
My name then?
Oh, Maker is not even on the committee, and neither is Shaw. Okay, so the amended version should be Maker and Shaw are not on the committee, and it should be Walker and Pratt. No?
Buffalo Head.
Me. Government Ops Committee met, and just to let everyone know, it was very hectic yesterday between engrossment and these committees. So if that's the biggest mistake that we have, then we're doing pretty good. Thank you, Elaine, for all of your work that you helped us with. Government Ops Committee met regarding bill number ONCA 1696, an act to provide an appropriation to the Government Ops Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $6,687,349 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw, presiding officer myself. Final committee action, no recommendation. Voting yes were Buffalo Head, Whitehorn, Supernaw, one no, Walker, two absent, Norris, Tillman.
Objection, ONCA 1686, ONCA 1691, ONCA 1696 will be advanced to General Order Day 1. Congressman Walker.
Health and Social Services Committee met earlier today, considered bill number ONCA 16-109. An act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $50,000 for a grant donation to the Hula Water District for water treatment equipment and installation and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. However, on the committee report, it says sponsor Ron Shaw, so that needs to be corrected. Committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Shaw, Pratt, Maker, and Mason, and absent Norris. Committee also reviewed the Health Authority Board appointment questionnaire and resume, and committee action is, appointment. The appointee is Lisa Shaw. The committee action is the candidate is qualified by education experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes, Walker, Pratt, Maker, and Mason. One abstention, Shaw. One absent, Norris. And the vote results, see the vote results, needs to say 4. And the top of the page should say Health and Social Services.
Without objection, ONCA 16109 is advanced to general order day 1. Moving on to number 8, introduction of bills and resolutions. Seeing none, moving on to number 9, bills and resolutions on first reading. First one, ONCA 16126, sponsor is Congresswoman Buffalo.
Thank you, Second Speaker. ONCA 16126 is an act to restrict leases of real property with third parties, including members of the Osage Nation, to a term of 4 years and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCR 16, can barely read this, it's really light. 1645 is a resolution to support submission of a tribal energy development capacity grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93638. And Second Speaker, I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1645 on today's agenda, general order day 1. Is that what we did with the other one? 2.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All those opposed?
Point of inquiry. Was that just for ONCR 1645?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Congressman Shaw?
Mr. Second Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and move 1686, 1691, and 1696 to general order day 2 on today's agenda.
Are those just run in? Mm-hmm. Can you repeat those?
That's 1686, 1691, 1696. Division bills that were just read in.
And where do you want to move them to?
General order date 2 on today's agenda.
Do we have a second?
Second.
On. There's no discussion.
Wait.
There's no discussion.
The rules suspension.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed?
No.
Congressman
Maker.
Can you take a motion again?
This is in regards to the rule suspension.
Place
no.
ONCA 8691
and
96 on day 2.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Congressman Mason.
What's the question?
The rule suspension to place ONCA 1686, 9196 on general order day 2 on today's agenda.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
No.
Congressman Selman.
No.
NCA 6126 will be placed on the Commerce Committee. Next is ONCR 1646.
Hold up.
16 what?
126.
ONCA 6126 will be placed on the Commerce Committee.
Thank you.
Next, ONCR 16146, the sponsor is Congressman Supernova.
I'm reading ONCR 1646, a resolution to facilitate the Osage Nation's land back program and the execution of home site leases for fractionated landowners. I'd like to make a motion that we suspend the rules and move ONCR 1646 to General Order Day 2.
This is a rule suspension. Do we have a second?
Second.
Come on.
Second by Congressman Pratt. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All those opposed?
No.
No. No.
That's not true, huh?
There's something to it.
Roll call vote.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Supernova.
No.
So there. Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Ruffalo.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
ONCR 1646 will be assigned to the Commerce Committee. Moving on to General Order Day 2 when the amendments may propose. ONCR 1644, a resolution to support submission of an economic development and minerals program, grant application to the Department of Energy. Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93-638. The sponsor is Congresswoman Buckwin. Are there any amendments? Seeing none, ONCR 1644 will advance to General Order 83. Third reading after endorsement. Next, ONCR 1645, a resolution to support the submission of a tribal energy development capacity grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93-638. The sponsor is Congressman Buffalo. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, ONCR 1645 will be advanced to third reading after engrossment. Next, General Order Day 3. Amendments voted on in the CRC. First Amendment to ONCA 1694. Page 1 of line 40. After regulations insert and the definitions contained in 15 ONCA 1A-101.
Withdrawn.
Without objection, amendment is withdrawn. Moving on to amendment number 2. Page 2, line 53, insert section 5. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes the expenditure of salaries, wages, and benefits to pay current compensation to all existing employees as of the effective date of this act. Any discussion in regards to this amendment? All in favor of the amendment, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes. Amendment passes. Moving on to amendment number three. Page two, section seven, severability clause. All in favor of this amendment, signify by saying yes?
Yes.
All those opposed? Amendment number three passes. ONCA 69-4, going to third reading, after amendment. Next, ONCA 16-107. Congressman Shaw.
Mr. Second Speaker, I'd like to propose an amendment to the amendment on ONCA 16-107. This motion.
Read the amendment first.
Proceed first.
Page two, line 46, strike carryovers and insert unobligated. Now, you'd like to make an amendment to that amendment?
The amendment to that amendment is adding page two, line 50, strike the word carryover and insert unobligated.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor of the amendment to the amendment, signify by saying yes?
Yes.
All those opposed? Amendment to the amendment passes. Back to the amendment. All in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying yes?
Yes.
All those opposed? Amendment passes. Is that the amendment to 16-107? ONCA 16-107 will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next, ONCA 16-111. Need one amendment. Page one, line 40, 49, and 50, strike Economic Development Fund and insert in its place General Fund. Any discussion to this amendment?
Point of inquiry, we're on 16-111?
Yes.
I'm not finding that in the journal, but maybe it's somewhere else. I can follow now.
All in favor of the amendments, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All those opposed?
No.
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
No. Amendment passes. ONCA 16-111, is there another amendment?
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was like, did I vote?
Amendment so passes. ONCA 16-111 will be advanced to third reading after engrossment. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'd just like the clerk to make a note to check and see where that amendment is made in this journal since we've already approved it. Thank you.
Next, ONCA 16-115. Amendment number one, throughout the bill, strike $299,000, insert $358,000. Page two, line line 39, insert $58,305, reallocate. Congressman Edwards is sponsor of this amendment. Congressman Edwards?
So in understanding that whenever we appropriate funds for salaries, wages, and benefits, this is salaries and wages, there is an associated entry made for an indirect cost amount, which is then reallocated to one of the indirect cost recipients. So there's additional funds put in this bill to account for those funds and to show that they'll be reallocated over to one of the divisions that's a recipient of indirect costs.
Any more discussion to the amendments? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
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 All those opposed? Amendment passes. ONCA 16-115 will advance third reading after engrossment. Next, ONCA 16-116. Throughout the bill, strike. Is this correct? Throughout the bill, strike $358,500, insert $428,408. Page 1, line 29, insert $58,305, tribal reallocate. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor of this bill, or that amendment.
Same explanation.
Any more discussion to the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All those opposed? Amendment passes. ONCA 16-116 will be advanced to third reading after engrossment. And just to motions and notices. Congressman Edwards.
Move to recess for the purposes of engrossment and suspend the rules. Modify the agenda to place the bills that have gone to engrossment on third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
All in favor of the rule suspension, signify by saying yes.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes.
Recess, right?
Until when?
That was my motion to recess for the purposes of engrossment and to da 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 da. So.